This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patents?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
A bug flew into my Echo water. Should I drink it? I'm just on the break here, of course. Coming in, I took the scooter home, and my studio is off of the garage, so if the garage is open, then, you know, the bugs can come in. And bug just flew into my Echo. Well, I'm going to drink it anyway. I'm just that. It's like,
wow,
give me a glass of milk and a dirty glass or something, right?
Yeah. It's a healthy bug now.
Yeah, I don't care. It's a little extra protein. No big.
That's right.
So, off of the CBD stuff, I wasn't looking at the questions and comments coming in from our YouTube crowd, and there's some interesting ones. Deborah says, I wish I would have known about CBD oil before becoming addicted to benzodiazepines, taking her 7 years to correct what the drug did to her body. Wow. And Pat's, she said she listened to the 11-6 show. We talked about Neurontin. She was on a 1,200 to 2,400 milligrams for 6 years. And took herself off it 3 years ago. She asks, is my mushy brain screwed forever? Well, remember we talked about the synapses, destroying the synapses and preventing, synapse development. I don't believe it's destroyed forever, particularly on the subject of CBD because of its neuroregenerative capacity, along with supplementing with the silica and the selenium, all the things we talk about here. So, no, I don't believe it's mushy forever. I don't think your brain is screwed forever, Pat. I don't. But it could take some work to get it back to where it was or before all of that happened. So we got to be careful, man. The things that are approved by government, Jonathan Emord's doing a battle against the people and the FDA who are promoting this idea that shock treatment should be, like, de-escalated in terms of, like, if cannabis is a Schedule 1, and you might say shock treatment's a Schedule 2, right? Let's bring it down to 3 or 4 so it can be more widely used on children with brain and nervous system issues or behavioral disorders. I mean, there's some really creepy, disgusting people that have incarnated onto planet Earth right now. And they're living amongst us. You talk about the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, right? As horrible and wicked as, I mean, they're equally bad in a sense. It's hard to equivocate all of these different forms of abuse, but medical abuse, psychiatric abuse. I mean, they're literally raping your mind with this stuff. The drugs that they're putting people on, the opioids now we've talked about. And so we can't be naive about these things, to think that Washington, D.C. is going to fix the problems that they create, that they run protection for. This is, the hemp revolution, as it's sometimes called. I mean, it is a genuine grassroots revolution. So many puns that we could pull out of that. But it really is a transformation of bringing the medicine, the power of healing back to the people. This is part of it. The CBD is playing a big, big role. The other thing we could do is get Chuck Norris involved. You know, we just tell the FDA and the FTC, hey, we're calling Chuck in on this one. That should be, if all of those jokes about what is it? Give me a Chuck Norris joke. Is one of them when Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups, the earth just descends below him when he extends himself or something, It's like,
yes.
There's all of those. I mean, you think all he would have to say is, FDA, I'm coming for you, and they'd shut down, but it doesn't, unfortunately, happen in real life.
Chuck Norris facts. Those things were very popular for a long time, and it was funny. There's a video out there of Chuck Norris reading Chuck Norris facts, and it's the greatest thing that you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, it's amazing. He's a good guy, and he's now filed a lawsuit. It's a story we covered a while back about his wife who was poisoned with the contrast agent for MRIs. They didn't warn him about it, her about it at all. They didn't know what was happening. Gadolinium-based contrast agents are called GBCAs, used for MRIs. Now, MRIs, I say, as far as invasiveness, I perceive them to be much less invasive than an X-ray or a CAT scan because they're not ionizing radiation. I'm not here to say that there's probably nothing that would be problematic about an MRI. You're talking about disrupting electromagnetic fields to read it. So we know there are problems associated with it, but I haven't looked into that as deeply as I have in ionizing radiation. But the gadolinium-based contrast agents, wicked bad. And, you know, we want to talk about destroying the liver and the kidneys. She had three MRI scans over an eight-day period. Multiple visits to the hospitals. Her symptoms got worse. She left Texas, went as far as China to receive controversial, as they call it in this article, as Forbes is covering it, alternative treatments, chelation therapy. Why is that not considered alternative? Stem cell treatments. She's improved, but she's not returned to normal. She's still suffering periodically with cramps in her hands, and it feels like a hot poker is going up her spine, she says. Quote from Gina Norris, the wife of Chuck Norris, "I am broken. I don't blame the doctors at all because companies have been keeping things hidden and in the shadows." Well, if Dr. Batar were here, he would be much harder on the doctors than Gina is and that I am typically. But I can't excuse the doctors. I get the concept of forgiveness, Super Don, but I wouldn't excuse them. Because their level of doctorate education, you would expect that they wouldn't trust just what they've been told, except for the fact that their doctorate education involved dropping your cognitive critical thinking skills to accept nearly blindly whatever was being thrown your way through the abuse and hazing that goes on in the world to become a doctor. And so they come out and they just now are programmed robots. And it's very dangerous what they're working with to be robots. I want a doctor, if I'm going to consult a doctor, who is not a mind-numbed, programmed zombie robot of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And Gina Norris, you trusted those doctors. Is it me blaming the victim? No. It's an acknowledgement that your experience is a lesson for all of us. And what Chuck Norris is doing by suing the manufacturers of gadolinium is to prevent this from happening to anyone else, paying it forward. They still got to deal with what happened to Gina that they may never correct it totally. I don't know enough about the poisoning and how severe it was to her kidneys in particular. But this history, she's not the only one. This just happens to be the most high-profile case that there ever was, as far as I know, because we had never, to my knowledge, Super Don, covered the gadolinium contrast agent issue before this occurred.
No, I mean, I hadn't even heard of it. I mean, I've heard of the contrasting agent, but, you know, once you kind of dig into it and find out that, you know, exactly what is gadolinium, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a heavy metal. So that right there is a red flag. I mean, let's just pump some heavy metals into you.
Well, but it's not like a little grain of it where you're talking a significant quantity and number of times.
Here's the thing, and the logic behind this with the way they feel like they can get away with this is apparently they put it in there and it includes this chelating agent, right? Mm-hmm. That's bound to it so that it's supposed to, like, it's supposed to go in, but because it has this chelating agent, it's supposed to then exit the body. But what they're finding is that it may not be working the way that it's supposed to. Plus, not only is it going to put, you know, work on your kidneys as it's trying to chelate this and get this out of your body, but they're finding that it may be, and this is just logic, right? that yeah. may be accumulating in different parts of your body, like your bone
exactly.
and your brain, right?
It's going to displace minerals like all of these heavy metals tend to do. And this is so problematic because the theory was, hey, let's chelate, let's bind it, and it'll be escorted out right away. Well, in practice, that didn't actually work the way they intended.
Whoops.
Yeah. And so you could be a PhD-level researcher and know all of the pathways, and it sounds really cool and awesome. But when you put it into practice and you find out, well, our theory didn't actually pan out, and now Gina Norris is suffering tremendously, and my heart goes out to her and Chuck and the family to be devastated by something seemingly as benign, relatively speaking, as an MRI compared to some other things. I know there are people out there that have studied this issue much more than I have that might come at me and go, oh, the MRI is not so benign, okay? I acknowledge that. There's some things about that I don't know. My uncle, the doctor, was a nuclear medicine specialist. I mean, he was all about this. Contrast agents, all about, when he was alive, this is the stuff he did. And interestingly enough, his father, which was my father's father as well, had some patented developments on barium technology for bowel X-ray analysis. In other words, contrasting agents for the bowel. So there's a lot of history in my family regarding contrast agents. And, you know, my dad died ultimately of renal failure, even though he was on hemodialysis. He had been on these scans in his lifetime as well. How much of that played into his kidney failure? We'll never know now. But folks, again, great technology. They can see in the body with X-rays. But I want to remind you about my teaching in homeopathy and meeting the man who would become my mentor all those years ago. He's no longer on this planet, but he took one look at me and in minutes described things about my body, my whole medical history that were not possible to know without massive analyses and scans and on and on and on. So is it possible to do the things that technology does via human interaction, via spiritual connection, via practicing? In the old ways, like pulse diagnosis, like the Chinese medicine doctors going way before thousands of years ago, could we find things out without having to go to allopathic invasive medical imaging, whether it be ionization scans or non-ionization scans? And there's a whole other world of healing out there, folks. I can't even begin to describe on the radio. There is so much more to healing than all of the technological advancements that are so cool and Star Trek-y combined. And many of them are non-invasive completely. And so this is part of where we're going long after I'm here. We'll be talking about this. Everything old is new again, right? Find somebody that you can learn under. Find somebody who can mentor you. We need more master-apprentice relationships into the healing arts, whether it be homeopathy or naturopathy or whatever. And then we'll regain our nutritional sanity, our physiological sanity, emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and political.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So I got the results of the first official soccer game. They've never had a team before, so they've been practicing for 2 weeks. And when I left the game, I got to watch the first 20 minutes. They were up 1-0. My son says, well, didn't go so well after that. They ended up losing 7-1.
That's all right.
Yeah, but, you know, he's toughing it out, and it's fun. I'm just glad he's participating in that. But yeah, they just threw a team together in 2 weeks, so it's like they're gonna have a big learning curve, but it's just fun to see. And of course he's taking arnica, taking CBD, all of that stuff after the fact. He said he took a knee to the knee and knocked him out, but he stayed in, so that's good. He toughed it out. Hey, we've been hard on the Obama administration. I don't think that we've been hard enough, actually, because I tend to temper it, because you know, you and me, Super D, we don't just like attack people just because they're politically different than us. We like to look at the policy and be specific to it, right? And so when they're dunderheaded policies, by the way, everybody has to drink some silver or hydrogen or take a CBD shot because I said dunderhead. But when there are dunderheaded policies, we'll point it out. Now, the Trump administration was supposed to correct some of these things, but perhaps they aren't able to get to all of them. But in order to, dive headlong into this policy, because it does relate to health, I think it's kind of little, I don't know what the word might be.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
So the policy that the Obama administration, initiated was based on junk science. What is that policy, you ask? Okay, go ahead and ask it.
What is that policy?
Okay, well, it was the policy to mandate that restaurants put calories next to everything on their menu. As if, like, calories, that's really what mattered in terms of your food. not the toxins, not the lack of minerals, right? Not the additives, preservatives, flavorings, colorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, but, oh, GMOs too. No, none of that was important. We just need to know the calories. I just, like I said, I'm beside myself with how stupid this policy is.
Do but apparently even care what? About that anymore?
The calories?
Yeah.
Somebody does. I mean, they're obviously still playing calorie counting on, like,
I don't know
Weight Watchers or something.
Who even, like, I mean, I suppose there's probably people out there that count calories, right?
Not listen to this show, probably.
Well, not on this show, but I mean, even people who don't listen to this show, where, you know, it's kind of like, that seems like a thing of the past, you know, that if somebody looks at a menu and they're, like, deciding what they want to eat, and it's like, okay, this has 1,500 calories. This has 1,800 calories. Are they really going to pick the 1,500 calorie one because they think, like, it's going to be better for them? Maybe. I don't know.
Put it out to you because I never did. I recognize that there was a time in my early training, long before I knew a fraction of what I know today, we learned about calories. And it was all about calories. But it wasn't long after I met my mentor and then began to study differently. And it's like, no, it's not about the calories. It's about what's in the food or not in the food. And, of course, you can have a 100 calories of something that's toxic, 100 calories of something that's organic and whole. And it's going to interact with your body differently. Your metabolism, you'll metabolize it differently. The energy from it, whether the cells are engaged in growth and healing or whether in that state of protection, fight or flight. Because let's face it, folks, if you eat food that's poisoned, your cells got to figure out what to do with the poison and find a way to get to any good stuff left in there. So it's a waste of energy. It's inefficient. It's bad food kung fu. So if you're counting calories on your kung pao chicken, I would really want to count the antibiotic residues. Are there trans fats involved in the cooking of them, right? What were those chickens eating? Not so much what the total calorie count is, but it used to be as simple as calories in, calories out. But no, life is simple yet complex. And when you throw these chemical curveballs at your cells, they can't just embrace openly the love that you're not giving them, right? The food's not loving at that point. Remember the DACA detox was all about that. Why would you put poison in your body? You must not love yourself. It was kind of like a tough love. He would probably disagree with the way I'm describing it because he's got his own way of doing it. But a tough love scenario to call it out, right? You don't love yourself. Why? Well, because your parents brought you up and gave you some bad ideas. Was it their fault? No, they didn't know either. It isn't about blame. It's about at a certain point waking up and saying, no, I'm worthy enough. I love myself enough to put the good stuff in. And I might not hit a movie this week or this month or whatever because it's more important for me to invest in feeling good. At least that's what I've found. Maybe you haven't suffered enough yet, and I don't wish the suffering on you, but that's your choice to make. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go, and it's a lot more than about calories. By the way, the Trump administration is still going to do it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So a lot of people do, Super Don, apparently still care about the calories. I guess we're not making a big enough impact yet. We're just going to have to scream louder, right? Because, you know, if you don't get your way, you just yell louder. Right? No, that's not our way. We would just continue to implore you to do a little bit more homework and recognize it's so much more complex than just calories. Yeah, no, I'm not saying you can't overeat.
Well, but if you overeat, you can.
Yeah, of course,
you can. You know, and I don't know. I just maybe I was just trying to
you know, you think that everybody thinks the same way I do. They should, but, you know, yeah. apparently they don't. But, you know, to me, it's just like, you know, why even, like, mess with how many calories something, you know, if I see something and it looks good,
yes.
I use common sense, you know, it's like one plate of food is good.
Yes.
A 5-gallon bucket of food is too many calories. So that's too many. You don't eat that many. You eat within reason. You know, and I understand some people, you know, will have, maybe they'll focus more on calories because they're trying to lose weight, but, you know, as we've pointed out, and anybody who does any research or any homework on the situation, it's not about, it's not calories in, calories out. That's not how the body works. And it's unfortunate because a lot of people, I think, are missing out on the joy of food because they're so focused on how many calories something that they're not able to stop and smell the roses when it comes to all the great things that are out there to eat.
Yeah. By the way, the hormones leptin and ghrelin, interesting interactions, especially with ghrelin, has to do with appetite. When you drink water, particularly if it has hydrogen, the molecular hydrogen. If you go, by the way, go to robertswater.com. Do you see that Super Don major upgrade to robertswater.com?
Dude, I was shocked when you sent me the link earlier today, and I was looking at that. I was like, wow, that is slick.
Yeah, folks, I know you all have been hearing about robertswater.com. It's just the name of a place that you can remember so that you can learn about hydrogen. They've actually posted a couple of my lectures that I did in Canada earlier in the year where I mentioned the hydrogen in particular. One was about the lungs, but think about the hydrogen as it impacts the leptin and ghrelin, you know, and this is kind of appetite stuff. Remember, you're not hungry, you're thirsty. Batman Gellage, that interview from 2002 is still up there from the show when I was, I don't know if I was much more mellow or much more intense, but regardless, it was an interesting interview, still to this day, fascinated by what Dr. Batman Gellage told us on the air all those years ago when we had more mellow, not rock and music on the show.
Batman. If you go to Robert's Water, you'll get
Dr.
To see
Batman.
Dr. Batman.
Your Batman. Body's Many Cries for Water. That was the book. By the way, shout out to Curacao. I got my shirt from Curacao.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I just you know, love the memories of being there and what they're doing. I just really want to get an update soon. We need to follow up on what's going down in Curacao since the last visit.
What we haven't really talked about so far today, and it's, you know, listen, we have to talk about this every day, it seems like, is vaccines. And there's an article
here. You mean these things?
Vaccines.
Brain.
We can't get enough of that, Super Don. We need more aluminum and more aborted fetal cells. No, it's horrible. But yet they're proposing, yes, even more. This article is coming from The Guardian in the UK. It says streptococcus vaccine could prevent over 100,000 baby deaths worldwide. Really? In the meantime, the Hep B shot, in some scientific circles, being implicated in how many SIDS death? Just, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, right? First day, welcome to the world. Here's an injection for a sexually transmitted disease, or in case your baby sneaks out of the delivery room and gets a tattoo with a dirty needle. This is the same community that's saying, my gosh, if we just had a strep vaccine. Why? Because Group B strep. You've heard about this, GBS, Group B strep. You hear about this all of the time. They test, they take a swab of vaginal bacteria. They say, hey, there's Group B positive. So this definitely means your kid's going to be in big harm's way should they be delivered vaginally or maybe even via C-section. And, you know, it begs the question, once again, of the law of the terrain. Do they have any concept of it? You know, what about probiotics? What about the imbalance that could be rebalanced by introducing the healthy microflora? The microbiome had to be upset in some way, shape, or form for the so-called pathogenic variety of strep, the group B, to be manifesting in this way. So where is the discussion before we all jump headlong into vaccines? Like Joy Lawn, co-lead author of the papers that are referred to here, professor of maternal, reproductive, and child health at the LSHTM. I don't even remember what that is. I'll have to go back and see what that is. She said,
How about the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine?
Nicely done, Super Don. Vaccines are the way to go, she says. Really? We should just take your word for it because you're coming from that. Vaccines are the way to go? No discussion of probiotics. No discussion of, by the way, bioactive silver hydrosol, the ions that can neutralize group B strep like that without harming the baby. No, we got to put people on antibiotics, or now even better, let's just vaccinate everybody. What adjuvants are they going to add to this? What substrates are they going to do here? Or is this going to be a DNA vaccine? The one John Rappaport wrote about the other day that's going to permanently bind and alter human DNA. This is mad science. These are mad scientists. Joy Lawn, you're not in your right mind. What is it? How do you say that in England? What do they say if you're bonkers? What's the word? I want to utilize the appropriate word since she's out of the London school.
Let me look at my English to what would you say to British dictionary?
You're three chips short of a pint. I don't know. Mixing my metaphors here, you guys in the UK, you got to plug me in. It's been too long. I miss being in England. I got to go back to get all of those wonderful sayings. We'll pass on that anyway. But again, the idea here supersedes, let's say, the limited construct of, well, what are they operating in? The box that says, you shall see no other solutions beyond vaccines. It's the only way to go. Well, it's because all of your funding says this is what you're allowed to look at. Don't look at silver hydrosol. Don't look at the microbiome and probiotics. Don't look at other means of by which you can reduce the presence or the virulence, if you will, the activity of the group B strep. Don't look at any of the things that might have caused it, like in the mom or mom-to-be. Look at her medical history. Why is it manifesting in her? Don't look there. Let's just work on developing a vaccine, because guess what, folks? Once we bring it out and the CDC accepts it in the United States and puts it on the recommended schedule, we'll have no liability no matter what happens. Whether it works or not, who cares? Whether it kills you or not, who cares? That's the way it's being played right now. So you're telling me that what they're about to do is different? No. Don't even think about it. In fact, if I was king of the jungle, king of the forest, I would defund this stuff immediately and start funding things, if I was going to be so inclined, to look at options that are non-toxic and that don't disrupt normal DNA development. And they do not come with adjuvants that you wouldn't put in a baby's bottle that you're now going to argue to inject in either the mom that's pregnant or the baby afterwards, whichever way they're going to go here. How much of this is due to antibiotics and their use over generations now, where we're seeing manifestations of the group B strep like never before? I don't have an actual answer for that, but I'm asking the question. So, Super D, are you inclined to go along with Joy? I'm not very joyful about where she's going.
No, I wouldn't go along with Joe because she's barmy.
She's barmy. Oh.
Barmy. Barmy is British slang.
Okay.
For if you've gone mad or crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say that she is blinkered.
Blinkered. Okay.
Blinkered, which means narrow-minded or narrow-sighted.
I know a word, knackered, but it just means I'm
knackered?
Tired. Knackered. Oh. I'm ready to take a nap. I'm knackered. I could go to sleep. I know that one. Because I feel actually, it at this time of night.
I actually found a slang, a British nice. Slang thing.
Well, I remember there was a record store over in England. I used to travel over there every year, my aunt, my family there. And when I was in my teen years, I would fly over there in the summer and hang out. And then I'd do a little Europe, Eurail pass, traveling, backpacking as a kid, sort of. And they used to have a record store, I think it was HMV. And they would, I remember the HMV Barking Mad Sale. I remember seeing this, Barking Mad Sale. What is that? This is the colloquialism. You're mad. You're crazy. You're barking mad. So maybe that Joy is barking mad, perhaps. But I'm not going to join her.
Did reading that article make you cheesed off?
Cheesed off? No. That sort of reminds me of the term intellectual cheese whiz that Jerry Doyle used to use all the time.
Yes.
So, all right, how are they going to convince us that vaccines are manna from heaven? Well, there's a web-based social media intervention that's designed to increase vaccine acceptance, and they've done a randomized control trial. They're actually doing randomized controlled trial to enhance their propaganda. Not kidding. How's it working? They concluded that providing web-based vaccine information with social media applications during pregnancy can positively influence parental vaccine behaviors. If you're that vulnerable to social media intervention and web-based vaccine information, you never were rooted enough in reality to be able to stand up to the vaccine bullies who are doing desperate things to try and get you back in the fold or keep you there so that you will inject your children blindly with toxic substances that you would not put in their baby's bottle, in their baby bottle. That's also barking mad. But they are desperate to keep you on the vaccine reservation. The question is, are you going back? Would you be plugged back into the matrix if you could be? Once you know the truth, I could not, because I can't visit that harm on myself or my children or anyone who listens to me who's willing to hear it and research it for themselves and find out what we found out here. There is no basis for injecting toxic poisons into humans or animals to make them stronger, healthier, and have a better immune system. It is destructive to those ends. But it is the gateway intervention, if I could call it, to a lifelong dependence on the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. And I'm sticking to that story. Super Don, if you got something to say, tell me after the break or during the break when we go back to YouTube. And we might dump our smartphones so we don't get propagandized for vaccines.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, are you caring for your gut? Remember, Halloween happened. I don't know what you indulged in, but if you kind of went overboard, remember the probiotics. We talked with Dr. Frank King last week, Healing Revolution, remember, about the candida, the homeopathics that can be done. You can read about it, Unlock the Power to Heal, the silver hydrosol aloe combination. I even mentioned some of the King Bio remedies there, the homeopathics. Help normalize the GI tract. That's the basis, the seat of the immune system. And by the way, Josh Hendricks, thank you, Josh, also for having me on your show, the Hemp Happy Hour out of Lexington, Kentucky, I believe it is. And I think they'll have it podcasted, too, so if you want to listen to an interview, he was in his car, and he combined me on his phone so that we could be in the studio up there in Kentucky to do a show together today, which was kind of fun. And he asked me some cool questions. You know, I'm not always the one being interviewed, but when I am, usually I can reveal some stuff that I don't normally do even on my own show because I'm kind of more intrigued with people we can bring on and spotlight and highlight and ask them questions or the stories we cover here. So what are we wrapping up on here, Super D? Are we done? Can we go to bed? What is it? What's going on next?
Well, I don't know. did your alarm go off saying that you could go to bed?
I'm just like, I'm mellow. I'm feeling it. I'm like, enough of the English wankers,
well,
you know. Oh, God, that's probably a bad word I said that. UK Health Radio, you can erase that one. I'm just remembering all of the English.
We kind of suck at the British slang, don't we?
I know. I'm still out of practice. Yeah.
No, before we go, yes. I saw an article earlier today that caught my attention because I don't know about you, and I'm going to guess that maybe there are some other people out in the listening audience that may be able to relate to this, but mm-hmm. with everything that I do for work and I want to stay on top of, you know, what's happening and people that I'm connected to and I network with and stuff, my phone, and tell me if this happens with you, my phone is constantly throughout the day
mm-hmm.
making noises at me. If it's not an email, it's a Facebook Messenger message, or it's a Snapchat message, or it's a Periscope video, or it's a weather alert, or something. Bing, bong, ding, ding, bing. All freaking day. And there are some days where I just want to toss it out the window because it just won't stop saying stuff to me, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And apparently there are a lot of other people that are experiencing the same thing. And I think this is just a matter of just common sense and logic, that we get so tied in to all of the technology around us that we get overloaded by it at some point. And so, believe it or not, this is kind of funny, because if you remember years ago, remember the flip phones? You know, everybody had a flip phone. And what did the flip phone do, right? You could make a call, or you could get a text message. And other than that, it had a calculator, you know, or maybe a calendar. Well, we moved beyond that over the last several years, where now the phones we have, they do everything. I mean, you name it. You can control your house and check your, you know, whether your alarm is on, brush your teeth, makes a sandwich for you, does everything. Mm-hmm. And people now are starting to turn towards going back to what they call, instead of a smartphone, a dumb phone.
Dumb phone, yeah.
Because they become so overloaded.
And I think we've covered a story like this before, actually, but maybe it's really gathering steam, the people that are upset. Now, for me, what I did, I just hand the phone to my kid and say, make it shut up. You know, turn off all of the alarms. And so the only sound I get is an occasional ding to a text.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, I just shut off all the alarms because it was ridiculous. And so at least I can control it and use it for what I want to use it for. And if I want to use more advanced features, smart features, I'll use it. But a lot of times I'll forget, because I'll turn it to silent when we're on the air, and I'll forget. And I'm like, it's the quietest thing ever. It's awesome. And then I'm like, oh, darn, I missed that text. You know, so I have to remember to bring it back on. But that's really, for me, that I've narrowed it down to that, because there was a point in previous versions where it was just all of these things were happening. I'm like, too much.
Apparently there's a trend, and they think there may be a trend going here, because, you know, Apple just came out with their $1,000 iPhone, right, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But there are companies now that are starting to offer what they call a light phone, or also, I guess some people call it a dumb phone, for like $150, and all it does is make calls. Uh-huh. And do text messages. And so it looks like that might be a trend that people are moving toward.
Back to basics. Pretty soon we'll be bringing back those little pagers that give you the phone number you're supposed to call back. Go find the pay
phone. I had one of those.
Good luck. I did too. Good luck finding the pay phone to use after you get a page to call this number.
Well, then you just use your smartphone, right?
Oh, go back to the smartphone. Or the dumb phone. The dumb phone will work. All right, hopefully you guys had a good time. Like I said, it was pretty serious tonight overall, I have to say. But, hey, man, the energy is there. We're going to roll with it and bring that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Talk to your friends. Tell them we're on GCN 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Archives start immediately after at GCN or iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, and now YouTube, because the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.